You're listening to 89.1 KMUW, NPR for Wichita. Johnny Lang's music covers a broad range of styles, including soul and gospel. He's preparing a new album for release this fall, which he says finds him returning to something he may be best known for, his guitar playing. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with Lang and has more.
Johnny Lang was 16 years old when his 1997 album, Lie to Me, became an inescapable presence on radio. Lang's mixture of soul, blues, and R&B quickly earned him a loyal following. He was first exposed to that blend of music on his family's farm in North Dakota.
My parents always had music going in the house, and it was usually old, like soul music, so I think that was... I can't imagine another one of the families that I knew around that area playing old soul music in their houses. So I think I got pretty lucky with my folks listening to that music. And yeah, it inspired me to be a singer. I just grew up with all those great singers and wanted to be like them.
Lang had only begun playing guitar a few years before the recording of Lie to Me, but recalls that the instrument took over virtually every element of his life. The process of learning to play guitar remains a fond memory for Lang.
You know, I don't remember the difficulties. I remember trying to, like, get vibrato going, and that being frustrating, and then... But mostly I just remember being obsessed with trying to learn guitar, so I was in my room all day, every day for probably 2 years, just always trying to learn new stuff.
By the mid-2000s, Lang was incorporating elements of gospel music into his material and enjoying strong interest from the Christian market with albums such as Turn Around and Fight for My Soul. This September, he'll release his first album in 4 years, Signs. Writing a new record, he says, is often a spontaneous process, as this one was.
It just happens. It's like all of a sudden, I'll just go through the season of songwriting. It's just kind of like a faucet turns on and everything comes out, and then record the record, and then it shuts off again for a while, and then it turns on again. I don't know how to control it, but it just kind of happens on its own.
Lang has said that Signs is more guitar-oriented than a few of his previous albums, marking something of a return to his early work.
Those were the ideas that were coming to me when I was writing songs. There were a lot of guitar riff-based song ideas. So I figured, okay, I guess that's the direction.
You spent your whole life waiting for the mountain to move, but it's waiting on you. It's waiting on you. It's waiting on you. It's waiting on you. You gotta make it move. It's waiting on you. You gotta make it move.
Though he has more than 20 years as a professional musician behind him, Lang continues keeping his eyes fixed on the future.
Yeah, I'm a big supporter of the idea that you don't have to plateau. And I think as long as it feels like you're moving forward and your ideas are inspired in the moment and inspired and feel good, and you're not laboring for them, the perception is that you're always getting better. And it's felt like that to me. I feel like I've become a better songwriter and become better just fine-tuning what it is I do over the years. So I hope I never get to the point where I feel like I've run out of inspiration, you know?
Johnny Lang performs at the Orpheum Theater this evening. For KMUW News, I'm Jed Bodwin.
Seems like nowadays ain't nothing meant to last. Well, one day you've got it all, and then it disappears so fast.